Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Monday, the first day of November, I have a theory. If Republicans win the House of Representatives next November, President Biden could be quickly impeached, and it would not be difficult. Mr. Biden is clearly not enforcing U.S. immigration law at any level. That is a direct violation of his inaugural oath. In the fiscal year ending September 30th, about 70,000 foreign nationals were arrested by federal authorities, the lowest number on record. In 2011, President Obama presided over a federal government that arrested about 350,000 undocumented people, most of whom were deported. That was a record high number. So Obama-Biden record high to Biden record low. Now, impeaching Joe Biden would, of course, be karma for the Democratic Party. But it would create even more hatred and division in the USA, so I am not supporting that. But I am telling you that President Biden is not upholding his oath, and that is grounds for impeachment, and it could happen if the House goes to Republicans next November. Now this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.